Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 1st, and the whole week ahead. You know, there's a new moon in Libra, and that means over the next fortnight, relationships are of the essence. New moons are fresh starts and new beginnings. So if over the next 2 weeks you are going to get wed, or you meet somebody, or you want to propose to someone, it's all about relationships now, one way or another. And here's your Sunday stars. With the new moon now beginning to wane, but opposing Uranus in your sign, be careful of moods and emotions. Things are a wee bit volatile, in fact, maybe a lot volatile. Because a new moon always creates a surge in feelings, when you get an opposition to Uranus, you can be aware that this is an unpredictable state, either from you or somebody that you're hitched to. Here's your Monday stars. Now the moon has wafted into Scorpio. You need to deal with what I would call intimate and private issues. So for instance, it could be your sex life, your love life. It can even be money matters, which are not just yours, but shared with somebody else. This is also a good time to delve into your own obsessions and begin to see that they are obsessions and fixations that you really need to get control over. Otherwise, it could become destructive. Here's your Tuesday stars. With the Sun and Saturn working exceedingly well together, this is a great time if you're an academic Aries or an Aries in search of knowledge and education. This is indeed one of the great aspects for somebody who wants to become learned, educated, using your intellect for all kinds of reasons. It's also supreme for working with somebody so that you work together for mutual aims and a mutual conclusion. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, mighty Mars is going to square up to Jupiter. The problem with this is it's a matter of holding your horses. You could get carried away, especially with things to do with your ambition or your career. You may think that things are sorted when actually they're not. So it's a matter of not putting all your eggs in one basket, and it's also a matter of not allowing your enthusiasm to run away with itself. Remember the hare and the tortoise? Remember who won. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius. Now that for you is a good thing. It's good because it adds to this Saturnine energy around you now. The planet Saturn, which increases a desire for knowledge, intellect, this academic, even scientific side of you. If you are somebody who wants to really broaden your mind, then this is the perfect time to do it through reading, writing, or signing to some place of culture. Here's your Friday stars. Don't particularly like a Sun square Pluto. In fact, I don't like it at all, because it disempowers, and it can certainly mean that there's some kind of power play going on between you and somebody else. It might even mean that they're jealous of you. You could ride roughshod over their thoughts or their feelings. So this is not a good day or weekend to take on somebody who is actually more powerful than you think. Psychological games could be played. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.